From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. U.S. President Donald Trump seems optimistic about the newly arranged talks between North and South Korea set to occur during the Winter Olympics.
I hope they do. I would love to see them take it beyond the Olympics. We have a very good relationship with South Korea. I would love to see it go far beyond the Olympics. Absolutely. And at the appropriate time, we'll get involved.
The president also said that he had spoken with South Korean leader Moon Jae-in, who thanked him very much for his tough stance. Iranian leadership is responding to anti-government protests that began more than a week ago. The country's parliament is set to hold a special session. VOA's Margaret Bashir tells us this follows backlash during a UN Security Council meeting.
U.S. Ambassador Nikki Haley surprised council members this week by calling for the public session. Haley said the week-old protests that have rapidly spread to nearly 80 cities and towns across Iran are evidence of the people's long festering frustration.
The Iranian people understand the nature of their regime. They understand that their lack of voice in their government has allowed the regime to ignore them. And it has allowed the regime to spread conflict and instability far and wide.
Demonstrators are angry about the economic situation and the government's use of resources in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, and Yemen instead of at home. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
Syrian regime forces seized a key town in the Islamic State stronghold region of Idlib. According to the British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights, government forces backed by Russian air power captured Sinjar, the biggest town in the southeast area of the province. More at voanews.com. This is VOA News.